The Boston University women's basketball program takes down UNH by a score of 78-42. We're now joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Melissa Graves. Coach, biggest impressions from today's 36-point win, the largest since you became head coach before last year?
You know, really, really proud of them, and I told them in the postgame of the defensive effort today. To hold a team that usually shoots the ball really, really well to 6% from three, I thought we contested the ball really well. I thought we switched really well guard to guard, had really good helpline rotation, those sorts of things. So really, really happy, you know, holding a team like that to 42 points on their home floor was a great effort for us.
So a mix of presses at half court. Rebounding battle was once again solid. What details on defense stood out to you from this one?
You know, our defensive effort, I think some of the things I just mentioned with like our helpline being in our gaps, these are things we've focused on in practice over the last 2 weeks, and having consistency through a whole game was our biggest thing. Today we talked about our goal being, can we get 40 minutes of consistency in a championship effort? And I thought we did that today with the margin of victory, with how we defended them, you know, especially through the first half and then coming out strong in the third quarter, which sometimes isn't our best effort. I thought that was really, really great. And again, really proud of everyone who stepped on the floor, contributed in some sort of way. So this is a great team win.
Sophomore Alex Giannaros comes back after missing a handful of games. What did you feel from what she contributed and what element she adds to the offense in her return?
Alex can just score the basketball. You know, she's such a good offensive player. She can push our pace really well. She's another person that we have as a ball handler where we were pretty limited. We had Maggie playing the point a little bit, where now we can play her off more and she's able to shoot the basketball, which she did really well today. But just having Alex in as far as the pace and the flow of our offense is really great. I always thought with her in, we can get up to the high 70s to 80s with her added to, you know, our depth and with that. So really, really excited to have her back.
So with that 78-point offensive effort, you were able to get a lot of players in the game, and they contributed a number of ways. How does that help the team as you start to get into this middle chunk of non-conference play, and then as Patriot League play begins in a little over a month?
I think it just helps, one, you know, we do a really good job celebrating each other. Two, just the morale. You know, these kids work tirelessly on and off the floor, and coming to practice every day and being able to not see as many minutes, you know, I think it's really exciting when we can get those kids in and they're able to do a good job and contribute. I can put in kids and they're super fresh. You know, I don't have to keep kids in for 40 minutes. So that's really, really exciting to see, just that everyone can contribute in a positive way when their name is called.
Congratulations on the win, Coach. We'll see you at St. Joe's in Boston College in the week ahead.